Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
It was one of the most talked about celebrity disputes this year, and a court case like we've never seen before, the libel trial between British footballers' wives Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney. The so-called Agatha Christie case dominated news headlines for weeks, with every courtroom exchange dissected in great detail, ultimately ending with Rebecca Vardy losing her libel case and facing a bill for millions of pounds in legal costs. Well, this week, a dramatic reconstruction of that trial will air on Channel 4.
Do you remember when you and Jamie spoke to a journalist from The Sun about the supposed telling off?
No, I don't.
But you told the journalist from The Sun that it was rubbish.
I don't recall, but as England captain, I would always try and protect the players in the public as much as I can, to entitle the players to have the best chance of being successful on the pitch.
You see, Mr. Rooney, I'm suggesting that you're wrong about that. That you didn't actually raise it with Mr. Vardy because there was actually nothing to raise.
I'm sat here under oath. I 100% spoke to Mr. Vardy on this situation. Jamie was a teammate for the national team. He's not someone I've ever particularly been friends with outside football.
Gosh, I can't wait to watch it. It's Vardy versus Rooney, a courtroom drama on Channel 4 on Tuesday and Wednesday night. And two of the women behind the production are Cork natives, director Una Carney and executive producer Julie Ryan. And they're both with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning, Claire.
Thank you so much for joining us. Julie, I'll start with you. Rebecca Vardy decides to sue Colleen Rooney for accusing her of leaking stories to the papers about her private life. When did you think this is made for TV?
Well, I think I was following the trial, but I wasn't following it like religiously because I was making another show at the time. But I think it kind of, when it gets to a point that it reaches kind of full saturation of the media, is kind of when it was everywhere is when I kind of started taking note of it. And then I was working with my UK co-producing company, Chalkboard, at the time, because we were also making another show together when there was kind of mumblings about the start of the show. And then, I mean, that was like the show was pitched in May, commissioned in June, filmed in the end of August and delivered in November. So it was all very fast turnaround.
And it was filmed in Budapest.
Yeah, it was filmed in Budapest because we literally just didn't have enough time to set it up in Ireland. And I had filmed another show in Budapest at the time. So I knew kind of we could turn it around there really fast.
And Una, yourself and Julie, you've chatted a number of times, I know, about working together. And then Julie approached you with this. Was it something that you couldn't turn down?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I like Julie, kind of was aware of the trial. But once she introduced me to the team and they sent me kind of an annotated version of the transcripts, that was it. It was just so interesting reading what had happened. And, you know, even though we were kind of like, wow, we need to not get in the way of these brilliant transcripts, there was still a lot of work to do in a short period of time. Full kudos to our writers, Chris Atkins and Mike Foote, and the entire team, because shaping 7 days of court transcripts into 2 hours was done at speed as well.
Yeah, and it's a big task to take on, and especially because you were, when this all started, in the early stages of your pregnancy, weren't you?
Well, I was just heading into the second trimester when I met Julie, and So once, you know, she pitched me to the channel and that was going well, I needed to tell her. And that was a nervous moment, but Julie's response was amazing. She herself had been pregnant, you know, in the last 2 years with her daughter Penny, and had actually said, you know, she remembered looking around and feeling kind of almost invincible on set, and thinking there needed to be more pregnant women on set. So that was like a fantastic moment for me, because I was feeling well and I did feel capable that I could take it on. And so, yeah, the rest is history. Off we went to Hungary.
Yeah, I mean, you've both spoken about, you know, taking this thing on, and it was a mammoth thing to take on and to do it as quickly as you did, because, Julie, you had to condense all of those dense court transcripts. How did you manage that? How did you do it?
Well, like, yeah, it was commissioned, like, without a script, without a writer, without a director, without cast. And then we had, I think, over 1,200 pages. We had to condense down to 90 pages. And I think we, like, the hardest kind of job was to figure out how we would tell that story fairly in that amount of time, with a lot of legal backing as well. Mm-hmm. And our writer, Chris Atkins, had a background in the court system himself, and he was really able to kind of help us hone in on the moments that he felt would be kind of the most truthful and the most seismic moments, I suppose, of the trial, because that's what we wanted to show the people was people didn't have an opportunity to actually, because of UK law, there was no cameras allowed in the courtroom. So we kind of went back and forth on lots of different ways we could do it until we came to a suggested way that we would move forward, you know, with a lot of consultation with the channel.
And we've heard, Una, as well, about how claustrophobic that courtroom was. It was a small room, and you can imagine how high the tension was in that room. You spoke to journalists who were there to get a sense of that, did you?
Yeah, that's right. We spoke to a whole flurry of journalists, you know, one of them remarked on the fact that his feet were pretty much touching the feet of either Vardy or Rooney when they were on the stand. And so when you think about the point of view of the women in the stand, obviously they're facing these two formidable barristers. They've got a judge in court, but they also have all these journalists kind of watching their every twitch, every move, and live tweeting. So we knew that it was very intense for everybody. The journalists all spoke about it being like this incredible job. It was like they come back from Glastonbury, you know, they'd all become friends, they'd exchange numbers. I don't think anybody quite knew what the trial was going to be, and it sort of delivered these moments that were at times very funny, and we hope to show those tonight, but also some kind of more troubling moments as well, which reflect, I suppose, the brutality, as Julie was saying, of cross-examination, which our writer Chris had experienced himself.
Did you question the morality of doing this at all, Julie? Because I remember the tabloid headlines at the time, which portrayed this as a catfight between two very privileged women. Did you question whether it had all just gone too far in terms of the entertainment value? And how did you approach that in making this?
Yeah, I think we definitely were extremely cognizant of that from the very beginning, and we just had to make sure that we were extremely fair in our portrayal of how we told the case. And we left a lot of footage like on the cutting room floor as well, because we felt that it would kind of push it in one way or another. That's why it took us, you know, like, even though we didn't have a lot of time for the writing, we just had to be so careful, which is why we brought in our co-writer, Michael Foote, who's also from Cork, because we just needed to make sure that we had as many people on it as we could to make sure that we told that fair portrayal of the story. And I think we really did. And I think we also show how smart those women are and how strong they are.
Yeah, did it change your perspective of the case?
Absolutely. I mean, I just couldn't believe within those transcripts as we were just turning the pages, like the amount of, I mean, what went on in the background of that case is just very, very interesting.
Una, was it the same for you?
Yeah, I think, I suppose, it deepened my understanding of the two women at the centre of the case. You know, I'd have just seen them as kind of, you know, names in the media, but I suppose through research and through the process of directing a show like this, you kind of try to put yourself in both pairs of shoes and try to understand their responses and their behaviour, so that inevitably creates a sort of empathy with them in terms of our research for both roles. You know, Colleen and Rebecca Vardy have quite different backgrounds in terms of coming into the world of football. Rooney was thrust into the limelight when she was very young, and then, you know, at a later stage kind of pulled back from that and wanted to have a family and settle down, and kind of is known to be very private, whereas Vardy kind of came to the culture later. Jamie Vardy was her third husband, I think, and so she has a slightly more you know, she had two broken marriages behind her, but she also, you know, ran away from home and she was abused. So there is a sense there of a character trying to maybe fit in and belong and gain acceptance and love. Rooney always comes across as quite together, I think. She comes from a very wholesome background. She's very close to the community where she grew up. So that made it very interesting. You know, they have a lot in common on the surface, but they're actually quite different in terms of their, you know, key life experiences.
Yeah, and I suppose what we learned about Colleen Rooney is that she guards her privacy and her trust that she has in people very, very closely. I mean, that's how it all started, I suppose.
Mm. Yeah, and there's an interesting contradiction there for me, because in a way, yes, she's very private, but she also did this sting operation, you know,
which very publicly. Yeah, I know.
Which is, you know, to nearly 2 million followers, and there's something, you know, I mean, that I think that's why she was named Agatha Christie, because there's something brilliant about that as well. It's so audacious, but there is a contradiction. Yeah,
I think I said that the show is on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's Wednesday and Thursday. It's airing on Channel 4, isn't it, at 9 o'clock, and it'll be on all four as well. Julie, what will we see though? Is it all based in the courtroom, or what else have you used?
It's 99% based in the courtroom, but then we also go outside the courtroom to the WAG's houses and to the lawyers' offices for the witness transcripts, which were, you know, absolutely amazing when we got when we had access to them, because it really gave us a whole new insight into what the women were thinking. So that was able to allowed us to bring it outside the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. And it's so intriguing, this, because it takes us from celebrity culture, Una, into football, and then you have the Legal Eagles, who will be transfixed by this as well. That's the secret of its broad appeal.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's something there for everyone, and you know, in talking to even our own circle of friends, you know, people are engaged and interested. So yeah, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Was this very different for you, Una? The work you'd done before, was it anything like this case?
This is definitely the fastest, most intense project I've been on, and for that, like, you know, there was a great momentum about it, because you know you can be in development for a long time with projects.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, we knew we were getting it out, and everyone kind of had their eye on the prize there, that we needed to be the first out, if you like. But in terms of the content, I mean, in some respects, yeah. I haven't done a courtroom drama before, and certainly nothing about real people. But I have, I suppose, always had an interest in female characters kind of leading a story, and in how women look at women. And I think some of my work, although it might be choreography based rather than narrative, kind of reflects that. But yeah, it was a brilliant opportunity to sort of tell a story within a court, which wasn't actually about, you know, a murder, that was actually allowed us to sort of maybe enjoy that experience of being in court. And I think, again, going back to the journalists who were there, they all said that it was a refreshing experience, that even though there were stakes, you know, it wasn't about a dead body at the end of the day.
Well, yeah. We look forward to watching it, and it's lovely that two women from Cork are so involved in it. Una and Julie, thank you very much for joining us on the programme, and a reminder that that is on Channel 4 on Wednesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. A reminder as well that Nevin Maguire and Brian McDermott will be here. All of your Christmas cooking questions, we're going to have plenty of time with them. We're going to go through everything from starters the whole way through to the desserts. So any questions that you have for Brian and Nevin, get them into us now, 51551. Let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.